From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News, Bay Area 1 down, 3 to go. The Warriors officially one step closer to returning to the NBA Finals.
Plus, shots fired on an Alameda County freeway. What we are just learning about those victims.
And part of the Bay Area bracing for a red flag warning. We break down the fire threat in just a moment. But first, good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 19th. I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Amanda Starn. Tino, you know that fire threat is out there with just how hot it is.
Hot, dry. It is a summer-like setup, and it's still only spring. So let's break it down right now. You know what? Better yet, let's take it a step back. Look at this beautiful sunrise from the Mark Hopkins Hotel Cam. Let's start off on a light note before we start talking about the heavy stuff. Yes, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for Solano County starting today at 11 a.m., as well as a wind advisory, and we'll highlight that coming up in the full forecast. But let's start off with daytime highs today. Windy conditions across the board. However, daytime highs are a little bit cooler than what we dealt with yesterday. It's still warm though, mid 80s, even upper 80s in our inland areas. 60s in the forecast for us from the coast all the way off into the bay, with some upper 50s trickled in the forecast too. Offshore winds will continue to push onshore as we extend into the afternoon hours. And let's take a quick look at current temperatures right now. A beautiful look over the Bay Bridge. It looks stunning out there. Daytime highs today, like we mentioned, are still expected to get a little bit above average, but for now, we're still dealing with 50s and some 60s just near Concord. That Bay Bridge is looking beautiful, Gianna, at least from the sky.
It is from the skies, yes, indeed, but on the ground, wow, it is already backed up this morning. Those meter lights are officially on, and we are starting to track those slow and go speeds for commuters heading into San Francisco this morning. So about 10 minutes from the 880 overpass as you head over into the city for your commute. Now, a couple of accidents popping into the traffic center. We'll keep it eye on these right now. No major delays or issues on the East Shore, but a crash reported near Richmond Parkway. Looks like it may be blocking at least one lane there. And of course, the rest of the way still looks good as you head towards the Bay Bridge, but those brake lights are building because of the backup at the toll plaza. And a new crash reported north 680 at Bernal Avenue. More on that in my next report.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk with your headlines at this hour. I want to start off with that investigation into another freeway shooting in the East Bay. Of course, we've seen several of these in recent years, and this one injuring multiple people. It happened on 580 in Oakland at around 8:30 last night, a vehicle crashing in the eastbound lanes at Seminary. And now the CHP says that vehicle had been involved in a shooting just prior to the driver losing control. He said there were several people in the vehicle. Some of them were hit by gunfire multiple times, and they were all taken to the hospital. So we're waiting for a lot more information, no word on their condition right now. A lot of eyes on the stock market's opening bell coming up at 6:30. Futures down overnight after a major sell-off on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow tumbling almost 1,200 points in the worst trading day since June 2020. And in the past half hour, we just got some new numbers on jobless claims. 218 new unemployment applications were filed. 218,000, rather, new unemployment applications filed over the past week. And taking a live look at Capitol Hill, where the Senate is about to take up two bills to help ease the baby formula shortage. They passed the House last night. One makes it easier for low-income families to get formula. The other boosts FDA resources to prevent future issues. President Biden also invoking the Defense Production Act to increase manufacturing and authorizing the Pentagon to fly in formula from overseas. That is a look at your overnight headlines. Back to you.
And thank you. Let's go live now to Chase Center this morning, where the Dubs took home the win last night and gained one of the Western Conference Finals.
The Warriors won 112-87 over the Dallas Mavericks. Justin Andrews joins us live here in the studio. And Justin, the coach, the team, the fans, everybody went home happy last night.
Absolutely. Even some of us here at KPIX, including myself and Jocelyn, I don't think anybody could have complained last night after watching that dominating game. The Warriors were firing on all cylinders. The team had control pretty much the entire game, shooting about 56% from the field while holding Dallas to 36%. The Dubs also commanded the boards, out-rebounding Dallas, and kept the Mavs' turnovers to a minimum. All seven Warriors players who were in the game at least 20 minutes scored in double figure. Steph leading the pack with 21 points. Wiggins and Poole also added about 19 points to the win. The Warriors remain undefeated at home this postseason. Gold-blooded fans are saying Warriors understood the assignment last night.
I think our team did amazing in scoring points, and Jordan got that good mid-range attacking.
How many games is it going to take for the Warriors to wrap this all up?
Four!
I don't want to jinx anything, but I think we're going to win our ball, both our games at home.
All right, Lynn and Amanda, this is what fans are whipping out. They're whipping out the brooms because they feel like that, you know, the Warriors are going to go ahead and sweep this series. So
all right, Sam.
I got mine ready.
Yeah.
Goodness, I love you, Justin.
Get
Hold
sweep
on to
on.
That broom.
Oh, yeah, I yes. will.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate that. And as the Warriors make that playoffs run and that sweep attempt, they're not only keeping the Mavs at bay, but COVID, too, with Coach Steve Kerr back. The team is doing all it can to keep COVID away. While there aren't any rules about masking or vaccine card checks at Chase Center, the NBA is asking anyone interacting with players to mask up, and some fans are playing it extra safe beyond interacting with the players.
To be safe. And restrictions have dropped, and I have no idea of the people around me. I just need to be safe. This isn't the KN95. That's in here. I'll use that when I'm in there.
While experts are encouraging everyone to mask up, a UCSF expert says we should definitely re-engage with life again.
And we have some troubling coronavirus trends in the Bay Area this morning. San Francisco's test positivity average is at 11%, more than twice California's rate of 5%. In Alameda County, hospitalizations have more than doubled since the Omicron surge subsided about 6 weeks ago. And this morning, the CDC has a grim forecast for COVID-19 nationwide. The agency is predicting more than 11,000 new deaths over the next 4 weeks and a surge in hospitalizations. More than a third of the U.S. population is living in counties with medium or high levels of transmission. The CDC is now urging people to mask up in public indoor settings.
We encourage everyone to use the menu of tools we have today to prevent further infection and severe disease, including wearing a mask, getting tested, accessing treatments early if infected, and getting vaccinated or boosted.
The White House says it's in conversations with the FDA about a fourth vaccine dose for people under 50.